Bob Jonkman has been keeping this going for quite some time, and probably a few other programmers. I'm just really getting back into the swing of things. And one of my always endeavors with CKMS has been to get to know the other programmers better. So now we're getting to know DJ Mophead.
Indeed, I am in here for that purpose today.
So we are going to try and do a brief Facebook excursion just because we want to get our radio out there. We know it's going to get taken down, but we're just going to be like very brief. So I'm going to pop on the live here on my own personal profile, by the way, and I am a volunteer. So let's talk with you. So
Sounds good.
what were the reasons that you wanted to get into radio?
So it actually wasn't really even on my mind at that time. This was way back in 2019. There was a show here on the air that didn't even really have a name. It was Birdhouse or Bird Box or
Oh my
something
God, I
like that.
remember that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. It was on the air. It kept going between names. I was a guest on it a couple of times.
Oh,
And so
okay.
anyway, after that, I basically came into the studio, those times and said, "Hey, this is a nice place. Why don't I start something of my own here?" Just in need of an outlet at the time.
Right.
It had been, I can actually remember the last time I listened to any sort of mainstream radio or anything like that. It
Same.
was back in 2012. My iPod player had broken one day when I was driving to university, and so I turned on 91.5 The Beat, and they played Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie 5 times in 45 minutes, with the rest of it
Right.
being advertisements. And I said to myself, "No way, I can't be doing this again." So I hadn't been, thinking about radio for a long time, and just all been my
Yeah.
own personal curation. But time was going on. I've been building up this large collection of music, and I've always been kind of knowledgeable on rap culture, or at least a certain part of it. And so when I found out about CKMS, I just decided, hey, I might as well be here. I might as well be doing something. And so that's when I started the cleanup hour.
Nice. So how was it for you in the beginning of starting the program?
Very early on, I mean, I remember the first night I was here, I had the volume all wrong, and
Oh, yeah.
always a rough start the first time. But and that's the only mix I don't have archived. The rest I all have archived on SoundCloud. Basically, it's sort of been the same show since the beginning. Basically,
Good
I
for
come in,
you.
talk about something, whatever I just feel need to say.
Yeah.
Sometime in 2019, I started summarizing whatever was being released that night, because I would host the show whenever new music was coming out on the Fridays.
Oh my
So I would
gosh.
summarize, what I knew was coming out quickly, and
Nice.
talk about other stuff, and
Yeah.
then basically just play the music. And I'm very hands off once the music's on air. I don't really talk over whatever's playing. I just sort of say, "Look, here's what we got for tonight. Here's what I'm going to say, and then let's get into it." And then in the September of 2019, yeah, September of 2019, I introduced the All Things Considered segment. So
Oh, okay.
yeah, and I've been keeping that going the whole time too. So essentially, I've had the same mentality, the same thinking about the
Good for
show.
you. Like you kind of had something in mind already that you wanted to do and it worked for you, the format.
Exactly, yeah. And it was, it's tough because on the one hand, I do completely respect and in a certain way miss that sort of old school radio, where, at least for hip hop radio, where you would have the DJ just jumping in and, talking all sorts of smack over the music and all that energy. But I mean, I'm hosting like Thursday night at midnight to
Right.
2 a.m.
You're
And
keeping it low key.
yeah, I kind of went for the more low key. And I think also because podcasting has very much changed the way, and playlists
Yeah.
as well,
Yeah.
have changed the way people have engaged with music. And because I knew I would be uploading the show over to the SoundCloud page as well, I sort of was thinking, okay, how do I actually approach this? Because if someone's listening to this archive 3, 6, 9 months from now or whatnot,
Right.
and I'm yelling about what's going on that very night, I think there's a certain degree of disconnect, whereas you can kind of filter into what people do a little bit more when you keep it low key. But it's something I've always grappled with, is, just should I be, talking a little bit more on the air? Should I be, occasionally doing that hype up? But yeah, I think too, just with when I air and kind of with the length of the mixes I'm doing and whatnot, I like to just keep it flowing and stay somewhat hands off.
Nice. So we are going to play some of your music, but we can't do that on Facebook for sure. So if
Okay.
you want to head over, if you're able to, you should go to radiowaterloo.ca, or if you happen to be in KW here, Kitchener-Waterloo, you can go to 102.7 FM. So
Exactly.
we're going to end the Facebook Live, but we might come back. But please remember, community radio, we are volunteers. We do not get paid for any of this.
We pay in.
We do pay in. Okay, so then you can.
All right, I'll introduce the first song and get things lined up here, and hopefully everything is working okay, and hopefully the speaker volume is okay as well, and that we're not blowing our ears out, but we will see how that goes. So anyway, the first song that I am going to play for y'all, if you are a video gamer and you have been playing the game Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, you will know this song very, very well. But for those of you who are not gamers, this one has been in a popular game called Bomb Rush Cyberpunk by an artist named Skyblue and the producer Navo the Maestro. It's called Key of Light. I've been playing this song quite a lot lately, so I hope y'all enjoy it. Let us hopefully get into it.
Hey, yo, Blue, Navo, y'all gonna have to turn them lights down, man. Turn the lights down. Y'all shining too much.
Nah, perfect. Fam, we only getting started. Yeah, I got the light. He got the light. We got the light. What you know about it? So much light. More light than a strike than your power bill. Overmatched when it strike, we devour ill. They don't know how to feel. Their minds crippled, mental gangbangers. Never saw losers, but we game changers. Rearrange strangers with the rickets. Next mission, bring the light to your home, electrician. I've been grinding since the basement. If you know, you know, man, you not adjacent. I'm in a league of my own. My soul speaking through poems. Both your speakers are blown for my songs. Let's get it on. I'm ready for the challenge. The academy of dark and light is all about balance. Life's never perfect. Beauty runs deeper than the surface. Album on sale, but the soul not for purchase. Birth this ill style with mild symptoms. It gets them ecstatic. I'm a shock to the system. Warrior, battle scarred, yet these bars hard. Thus became an author, not the art part. I say, missed the hard part. Restarted the lost art. Can't make a smash from the mouth. I'm an all star. Like this, life switch. Life is priceless. Like this, life switch. Life is priceless. Hit the light switch if you need a light switch. Like this right quick for the night shift. I got the light, he got the light. We got the light switch. Sacrifice a ticket to the afterlife. My mission isn't done on earth. Alert the jerks. These verses fuel my appetite. I have the right in sight. World is the facts of life. Healthy as an apple slice. This what real rappers like. International. Took a vacation. Still working on my sabbatical. Casual but tactical.
Listen up, please.
I'm more than a chess piece. Pawn starving a bargain for scraps while the rest eat. Left me to fend for myself. And I conquered where the wild things are with the monsters. As the earth keeps turning. Lies keep turning. My eyes see burning. Fire, desire, acquired, I'm blessed as three sermons. Speaking that breeze, the feet burning. Billie Jean, you can see the light. Every step that I take, walk with a glow kept to my faith. Like this, light switch. Like this, what? Priceless. Like this, light switch. Like this, priceless. Hit the light switch if you need a light switch. Like this, right quick for the night shift. I got the light. We got the light switch. Shine on, young king, with the gleam of a colorful dreamer. Clean by the redeemer. Queens of radiant demeanor. Beams of light, I know you've seen us. We shine bright through the zeitgeist. Baking on jewels, hit a nice heist. Drop a few gems, then ignite mics. Land of the free, but it comes with a slight price. You are not nice. Rappers wanna battle, not a sweat. Quiet is kept like Naruto's wife. He not a threat, young bet in the place. Masses, brains all trash. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Darkness embraced like a plague. But our light never would be dim. Better grab a pair of shades. But shine all in your face. I got the light, he got the light switch. We can't stop shining, fam. It's what we do. Paint the sky blue. I feel a little static shock out here. What? Yeah. They talk about me. Okay.
And we are back. Strongly recommend, if you are a gamer, to get that Bomb Rush Cyberpunk game. If it interests you, I've been playing it quite a lot lately.
That's great. I enjoyed that. All right. So we talked a little bit about how you got your show started. So then what about some show history or highlights that you've encountered?
Oh, geez. In terms of highlights, I mean, you know, having been on for so long now, there are a lot of mixes that I do remember making and, you know, enjoying and that. But the obviously one of the big highlights for the show was the All Things Considered, getting that started. Okay. And so what I do with that is basically I select one artist each month and make the case why All Things Considered listeners should be kind of getting into their music. And so for a little while, I was focusing on artists who had sort of disappeared from any sort of public prominence or whatnot. Oh. So the very first guy that I started with was a rapper named Laws. And I had a project that he did in my collection where he rapped over nothing but Paul McCartney beats. It was fascinating project, and he just kind of disappeared after that. You know, only the very occasional popping back in. And so initially it was that. It morphed a little bit into making the case for artists who sometimes have established careers, but for various reasons I think maybe don't either get the respect they deserve, or if, you know, they're a Canadian artist, why international, you know, listeners should be checking them out. So for example, you know, for this past, from November to August of the this past while, I've been focusing on Canadian artists. So Buck 65, Classic, Rascals, Brass Monk. Nice. Yeah, rappers who meant a lot to me growing up, especially because this year marks 20 years since I started getting into rap music.
Okay.
But I've also covered artists, you know, from like White Girl Mob, just making the case for why their music was worth, you know, giving a little bit more respect than it ever got, All Things Considered, all the social context and controversy, to even Ja Rule. Ja Rule has gotten one. Basically me saying, look, I know the beef with G-Unit and 50 Cent back in the day sort of ruined that reputation, but there was actually quite the discography there that, you know, was popular for a reason at some point. So I've been very proud of the All Things Considered segment.
Very good.
It's been something that I think has been quite important. And then in terms of other stuff, my yearly worst of list.
Oh, shit.
It always performs the worst on SoundCloud, but I basically... That's the one segment where I just basically set aside whatever time I feel like to just rant, because I listen to a lot of music in a year. I'm already up to about 1,200 albums this year that I've listened to, and I'm sure there will be more by the time December rolls around. Not, you know, most of it's not new, but plenty of it is new stuff. Some things, they just don't appeal. And so I do get my critical, you know, kind of cap on there and do my thing. But the top 50 then. I do a top 50 for each year. So 50 through 26, the first week of the next year. Nice. 25 through 1 the week after that. I'm always happy with those. You know, it's nice to just kind of put on for artists and say, look, you know, here's the stuff I've really been enjoying this year. Make sure to check for this. And then also there are a few artists who I do dedication mixes to. So they've passed away over the years. And so I do that because the very first episode of the show, the only one that was never archived, was the week after Nipsey Hussle was killed. And, you know, I was a big fan of Nipsey Hussle. And so my first mix was a dedication mix to him.
Yeah, I guess you have to almost like recapture that maybe sometime.
Yeah, and I have actually still the songs that I did for that mix. I know which ones I did. And so what I'm thinking is for the last dedication mix, because eventually I will have played everything.
Yeah.
The last mix, I'll basically just bring those in a few other tracks and do one kind of final send-off.
Wow.
But I have that. I do the Mac Miller one in September. I do a People Under the Stairs one in early February. Probably going to start doing a De La Soul one now that Trukoy the Dove passed away earlier this year. And
I love it.
Yeah, and whenever, you know, if there ever is a situation where an artist does pass away, I usually do a dedication mix as well.
That's respectful.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a fine line. You always worry, especially just, you know, even putting your mix, your archive mix of that up on SoundCloud, you're worried, like, if there's an ad playing or something. But as I always try to remind people, you know, I'm not making money off the show, you know, I'm not doing any of that. So when I do a dedication mix, it really is because, you know, this hurts. It's like always rough to see an artist go.
Right. Like honor to the artist.
Exactly.
And to the family who's left behind.
Yeah.
Nice. I love how organized you are. My own show has always been like super up in the air. I like roll in here. I've done a lot of interviews. I used to do this show called Blue Sky Horse Radio, which was advocacy against horse slaughter. And then I got into mental health awareness and also like all the help that horses do. And then also like getting into the community aspect. I love community radio just for being able to reach out to like actually our neighbors.
Exactly.
The people that we live around. And especially in this like world we live in right now where we don't really know each other. So, like, we have to make our community. We have to get to know each other. So.
Exactly. And, I mean, as well, not only is there also, obviously, all the social atomization, but then the age of the algorithm. It's so difficult just for people even on their own to really develop
yeah.
knowledge beyond just what, you know, these programs right. are written to do. And that's always yeah. been a big part for me, because I know I play, you know, some mainstream music and all that. It's not yeah. all underground hip hop. I definitely mm-hmm. have my mainstream moments in there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that's what I grew up with and, you yeah. know, listened to. But even, I think, just in that sense, still something that, the reason I think Clean Up Power fits so much with what CKMS is trying to do is just escape this constant algorithmic, you know, recommend sort of race to the bottom, where you're just watching the same things over and over again, listening to the same things,
yeah.
or whatever new stuff you get recommended, it gets recommended in such a way that it's only because of your interests that are already there. And so right. that's why I try to mix things up. You know, I try to keep the mixes reasonably diverse.
You're not like
diverse.
AI guy.
Yeah, it's something where I think we're fighting many different fronts on the station. We're dealing with many different large scale phenomenon that are ongoing, and you know we're trying as hard as we can to fight that.
I know. yeah, we really are, and now we have even more limitations than we had prior. But I mean, new opportunities and challenges, we just got to push through and
exactly.
get the team working. And CKMS is an awesome group of people. I've always enjoyed meeting everyone here, because we may have unique passions and interests in what we are wanting to program, but we have the passion for like community radio
yeah.
in common. And there's some very unique personalities here and awesome people. So
exactly.
Cool. So what do you want to play for us next then?
Next one I will probably play for y'all, Aesop Rock Classic Blood Sandwich. I've been listening to this a lot lately. The storytelling on this track is phenomenal. So let's get into it, and we will be back after this track.
Steps up to the plate, little brother, little league, 87, he was 8, rookie season for the skinny slugger, newly at a T-ball, pit against a pitcher with a ripper you could eat off, church then a grip of loans, run a third verse, granny yelling go Cubs, nose in a word search, see milfs like apes on a monolithic bleacher, in a advocating war and peace in lieu of sport and leisure, hi Peggy, I was 10, chewing on a sweet tart, little brother left field, Queens guard, mean arm, knees bent, two out, two on bags, when I caught him staring down at something moving through the grass, hold up, tag runner in a hole. Cast rotate, not before he could identify the culprit. Granny yelling go Cubs, Graham yelling go Fur. New left fielder, give a fuck about a homer. Got a homie, little rodent, head and shoulders at a supple. No baseball in the bubble. Ruh-roh, parents thought it adorable. The players followed suit, inning crawling to a close. Head coach not amused, coach seeing red. Coach on the diamond, dragging 27 inches of aluminum behind him when he transfers third. The families turn nervous. The following is a transcript, the man versus vermin. Here we go. Man stands out by a hole. Pest pops up to patrol. Man plays live whack-a-mole in a scene that would try every childish adult. Whoa, Paul Bohr with a ball mitt thrown over the fence. Coach hit the bench. Both teams lose. Good game, good game. Granny yelling, go Cubs, Cubs ain't playing. My little brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. My other brother pretty funny too. Ain't seen him in a minute though. Big brother, big idea, 9-0-16. Oi, button, T, plaid, flannelated, adolescent, art kid. Tony Hawk hair, skinny puppy denim, and a record player vomiting alien sex fiend. Peel sessions in a Christian home for field testing. Thrill youth in a palm of your hand when your mom thinks Satan is involved in a band. We were buried in the Village Voice, checking it was playing where. Pulled his head up out the paper, pushing out a single tear. Five words like a beacon, a light in a mist. Ministry live at the Ritz, it was Christ is risen a Chris. Three loves, two fish. Miracle of mechanized loops on 2-inch. Coming to a theater, he would be there in the flesh. Moms didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. Cop tickets, side of plot tickets. Countdown of ultimate concert experience. Mom's still worrying, why are they called ministry. Are they a cult? Maybe she would probably investigate. Bought a mag with an Al Jurgensen interview. Read a couple sentences, glanced at a pic or two or three. That's all, no fair trial. Simply, you will not be going to the show, and that's final. What occurred next were the top of the lungs of a son who unjustly had lost what he loved. In a moment that would transcend anger to high art, said, this is something I am willing to die for. Can you even imagine a death in a band from industrial fandom? Anyway, nobody count no concert, and Chris kicked rocks in his mismatched Converse. My older brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. We hadn't spoken in a couple months. I called him last night. How you doing?
There we are, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed that. As I said, classic Aesop Rock. I got a few more tracks lined up for y'all, but let's get back into talking.
Right. Okay. So, you had interacted with a few artists.
Yeah, this was one of the things about All Things Considered that, you know, has also been nice, is every once in a while, just basically via Twitter, we've been able to interact with a few artists. I've been able to have a few interactions. Still one of my favorites was one of the first All Things Considereds I did. I think the third one was this crew from Chicago back in the day called 2080s. They were this blog era group that I used to really enjoy and, you know, had kind of these major hopes for. And that didn't, you know, they didn't reach the heights that I was expecting as a teenager, you know, that I was imagining in my head and whatnot. Number of them are still active. A couple of them disappeared over time, unfortunately, but that's kind of how it goes. But anyway, I did a mix on their music, and I tweeted out prior, you know, hey, this is what's going down. And a few of them were on Twitter that night.
Oh, nice.
And so they got to reminisce about the old crew, and they got to hear that. And
that's sweet.
Yeah, being able to just interact. One of them even left a comment back when we used to do the comment section.
Right.
Yeah, shout out to Emil, wherever you're at. But, yeah, so that was cool. One of the All Things Considered I did a little bit later was on someone whose full name I can't say on air, but we'll just call him Mr. MFN Esquire. Anyway, I did an All Things Considered on him, and he actually reached out via direct message and said, hey, you played a few songs I had forgotten I made over the years.
Oh my
so
gosh.
That was cool. And then earlier this year, I did an All Things Considered on Decisive. If you're a Canadian hip hop head, you will know Decisive basically since like the late 90s.
Okay.
He would have these waves of creative energy. He would come in and just, you know, he would be rapping his head off and he would get all this rep and then disappear for a while, mental health, family things and whatnot.
Yeah.
Come back. He was doing the same for a while, disappeared again. Then he came back late last year. And so I did the All Things Considered on him at basically kind of the right time.
Yes.
And as he tweeted out, you know, he was, I think, making food for his kids at the time. And then few minutes later he's listening to me, you know, rhapsodize about how great his music is. And
oh,
so yeah, that's, it's always nice to have just those small interactions. And even, you know, when I just do one of these and an artist, you know, will like the tweet or whatnot, it's just to me it's always been important to just kind of have that, at least that basic degree of just saying, hey, you know, someone's playing your music out here, got love for you. And there have been other smaller interactions too, even outside of the All Things Considered, you know, just the occasional tweet here and there or whatnot. So yeah, you know, that's kind of what it's allowed me to do. And if you had told me 20 years ago when I first started getting into hip hop, I'd have any degree of interaction with some of these artists, you know, my mind would have been blown. And so, yeah, it's sort of childish wish fulfillment fantasy there too.
I can still relate to that.
Oh yeah.
Because, just before the pandemic in 2020 in February, I went to Toronto and saw Refuse.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know them. They're a hardcore,
vaguely,
band. So like I grew up in Sweden. I'm Swedish.
Right.
And my hometown, there were a lot of concerts locally. There was like promoters in my hometown.
Right.
And a lot of music. And Refuse, like, yeah, they're amazing. So I via being on the board with the station, I saw an email come in like, you want to interview the Refused? And I'm like, what?
Leap for that opportunity.
I got to speak with Dennis the singer, and then I went to Toronto and saw them just before the lockdowns happened, basically.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, like that was like, I was like geeking out badly talking to him. I was like trying to keep it like real. But yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Sweet. And now you're on the music committee. You're the music coordinator for CKMS.
Recently I have been elected the new music coordinator. And so I'm looking very forward to the next 2 years of just basically helping the station. Main thing here is just filling up airtime, getting airtime full of more music for programmers to choose from, more things for listeners to hear. Long-term goals, we would like to do some more musical events. But if any programmers are listening right now or members of the station, we need more volunteers on the committee in order to make that happen. So consider joining up. But basically, and just trying to reopen some lines of communication with, you know, artists and record labels, or not reopen, but continually open, I should say. So yeah, I've also now started a new program that will air just kind of whenever I can fit it in. I'm calling it the Horizon Broadening Hour. Just, you know, just basically keeping up with the irony of calling my show an hour when it's 2 hours long. Because I initially started the cleanup hour at just 1 hour, and then I expanded to two and wasn't going to change the name. So anyway, so basically I'm going to just be playing music that I have been uploading to airtime, just selections. And so that'll also be over on the show SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/moped-1027. So you can listen to that anytime as well. And basically, yeah, I'm just going to try to play stuff that's coming in, focus a little bit on diversifying, because I know we have a ton of rock and roll on the station, and that's perfectly fine. Got nothing but love for rock. But, you know, the CRTC is, they are always saying you need a bit more variety.
Yeah.
And so I made sure to have at least a half hour block where, you know, it was stuff like jazz and electronica, new age, whatever I could kind of fit in. So yeah, basically that'll also be available and kind of going on for the next while. So
sweet.
I'm hoping with the kind of new role that I'm in here to just help the station just expand more in terms of its musical library, and also to bridge that gap between connecting programmers and artists, because a lot of us programmers, and I myself am included here, will not deny that. We have our own personal collections. We have our ways that we usually listen to music and bring it to people. And, you know, that's perfectly fine. I'm not going to stop using my collection. I've been building it up since 2007, basically 2006. But it can be hard right now, and I've been talking about this a lot on the Cleanup Hour, is that the last couple of years, or at least the last few years, I've found that discovering artists is much more difficult now. You really have to go actively digging. It's harder to find it on your own. It's harder to find curation of it on your own. And so this is something that I'm, a challenge that I'm sure a number of programmers are facing. And so if I can at least be sort of a middle ground, and the music committee can be a middle ground by saying, okay, hey, these artists have contacted us, said, we've got music for you. Let's get this over to y'all. So that's kind of how I'm approaching things.
Sweet. Yeah, that's great. I like hearing that. All right. Well, we should listen to some more music then.
All right. Next up from here, we are going to play one from the late Six Dogs, a little bit more trap oriented, but should be reasonably safe for the radio in the morning. Apologies in advance if it's not, but I think it is. But this is called Plant Life off Rough Demos from the Basement. Rest in peace to Six Dogs. Let's get into it.
Starts to glow. Blue band rolls, so like fruit roll-ups. Hit a fago, need a sponsor from the soda. You can hate, but just know that I don't know ya. Can't stop loving you, I haven't met my quota. Alien abduction when we pull up. Solid to the court like we do our sit-ups. Sitting on the sideline like it's pickup. My wrist disco dance when it's lit up. Say the kid up next, but the kid up. We're foreign, feel important. Diamonds not blurry, but they cause distortion. Check your sources, live scorching. car got horses off to the races. Whipping down the 101, I feel like I'm Zoe. Haters online, real life, think they know me. Counting lots of money, can't get too cozy. Pass out in the lobby, I feel like Mr. Mosby. Bags like Esteban, online like .com. My gang's too tight, your gang don't even get along. When you start to glow, blue paint rolls, so like fruit roll-ups. Hit up Faye, we'll need a sponsor from the soda. You can hate, but just know that I don't know ya. Can't stop loving you, I have him in my quota. Alien abduction when we pull up. They turn the heat up when I step indoors. I'm way too cold, make it snow in a rainstorm. Rare clothes on my body, these not from the store. I don't cry a lot, but when it rains, it pours. I spend bands, but when I'm sad, I spend more. Drip like 300, battle scene, lots of gore. Feel like aliens going on a world tour. Deja vu, counting money, I've been here before. I'ma grow out the mud like a plant, dude. But it don't feel the same when I'm in. Side when we start to glow, blue paint rolls, so like fruit roll-ups. Hit up Faye, we'll need a sponsor from the soda. You can hate, but just know that I don't know ya. Can't stop loving you, I have him in my quota. Alien abduction when we pull up. Solid to the court like we do our sit-ups. Sitting on the sideline like it's pickup. My wrist disco dance when it's lit up. Say the kid up next, put the kid up. I'ma grow out the.
There we are. As I said, rest in peace to Six Dogs. Love that track. We're luckily getting a few leaked songs from here and there, but yeah, want to just do that a little bit.
So this is CKMS Community Connections. If you're out there in the community and you have an interest in radio, community radio, you can go to our website, www.radiowaterloo.ca. Check out our schedule. You'll get all the training you need, including, I mean, anything.
Oh, yeah. Like, you'll get all the training. Don't hesitate to take a slot that's, you know, in the early wee hours of the morning. We have international listeners. There's a good chance someone will hear you out there. And the mentality I've always had, if even one person is listening,
I know,
I'm good with doing what I'm doing.
I literally used to say hello to my one listener when I first started, because I knew that there was always one person listening.
Yep.
So I could at least say hello to my one listener.
Exactly.
Because you're right. And like when you have a message, like I remember when I first got started and I realized I could do a show with CKMS and I could bring this topic. I had this topic of horse slaughter because I had found out that Canada does for-profit horse slaughter and even exports horses live to other countries.
Yep.
So I just wanted to bring information about it. And I was really thankful that I could sit here and talk about this kind of obscure niche subject, really, that not too many people maybe even knew about. And then connect with advocates, like people that go to the feedlots, people that go to the horse rescues, people that go, you know, like there's so many things like building just like the advocacy part that I'm really passionate about. So CKMS is great for that.
Yeah. And even being able to just talk, you know, just spread your message to one person who's just got the station on while they're working security. You're
right.
Still doing something,
yeah,
in my opinion.
You're
something
reaching
positive.
Somebody.
Exactly.
It's important. And like, we don't get paid for this. So like, this is like coming from our genuine little heart here. Of course, it would be nice to have a paycheck doing something you love. It's not, we're not saying we don't like money. We want to pay our bills too. But like us in this function that we're here, we're volunteers.
Right now, my mentality on it is if I can pay to not have some corporate sponsor tell me what I can and can't do on the show, it's worth it.
I hear you. I hear you. Okay, well then let's ask, why rap?
So 20 years ago, I've talked about this on the show before, so sorry if you're a longtime listener of the show and hearing this again, but 20 years ago, Christmas Day of 2002, my father had gotten me a PlayStation 2 for Christmas, and he promised my mom that I wouldn't become, you know, this video game dork or whatnot, so he bought two video game magazines to go along with it, so that I was reading. I was doing some active reading about this hobby that I was very clearly developing interest for. And in the official PlayStation magazine of that year, it had The Getaway on the cover. And they always would preview what was coming the next month. And the next month's cover story was on Def Jam Vendetta, the wrestling game based on, obviously, Def Jam, the phenomenally classic hip-hop record label. And anyway, at that time, my parents listened to CBC Radio 1. So it was all classical music with them. And were amongst the kids that I knew at that time, because I grew up about 45 minutes away in sort of the backwaters of Ontario, whatnot. It was either country music or big, you know, metal hair bands from like the 80s and whatnot. And none of that quite spoke to me. And so I was trying, of course, 9 years old at the time, but trying to figure out sort of something different, something that spoke a little bit more to me or just inspired me differently. And that's when, you know, obviously seeing that potential cover for Def Jam Vendetta, I said, well, what's rap music? What's this stuff? And so I started exploring, because obviously didn't have internet at the time. It was only dial-up that we had access to, and it was so utterly slow. So I was basically exploring different radio stations, and that's when I found 91.5 The Beat here from KW, back when they did play, you know, rap music. And then TV with Much Vibe, which I've talked about quite a bit on the show with the Canadian artists for the last while, and all things considered, just being a very monumentally important part of my development as a hip-hop listener. Because, yeah, that was really how you discovered the cultural world at the time. You couldn't log online and just download everything all at once. I could still remember those few years before the onset of, you know, high-speed internet being more widely available.
Yeah.
And that's allowed me to develop, I think, a different perspective on a few different times in the evolution of rap. But something that the show has always kind of striven to do is just really contextualize how much change there has been in the genre and make sense of the different changes during the different years. And so that's one other segment that I haven't really talked about that I do. Is that since, I guess sometime in 2020, I started doing odes to various years at different intervals. So an ode to the year that was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and then this year introduced 20 years ago, because obviously that's when I started getting into the genre. And so now about three times a year, I have three segments week after week after week, where essentially we go back in time, 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And I try to contextualize, you know, what was going on at this time, what were these transition years for the genre, were the years that we need to look back on and view with more importance, or can we maybe deprioritize our understanding? Are there different arguments to be made? And then usually the last segment I say, hey, compared to right now, what was the state of the culture then versus now? And, you know, if I had to take the music from one year or another, where would I be at?
So like, okay, that's really interesting to me. So like, what's something that stands out to you?
In terms right now, I think comparing 2023 to 2013, this is something that I've been talking about. This was still the era 10 years ago when you were downloading music, where rap blogs were still active. We were beginning to see the dissipation of that era and the move into the new streaming service era, but we weren't there yet. And so 10 years ago, you know, I was in university just as an undergrad and, you know, just soaking up the world that way and whatnot. But compared to right now, I think there's been such a disconnect in terms of any sort of curation, and everything's become so algorithmic. Then you compare 15 years ago, and even just the five-year transition from 2008 to 2013. 2008 was when we just started seeing the rise of the rap blog. We just started to see the sort of death of the ringtone rap era. And so that five-year period alone was just a time of tons of change.
The death of the, what did you call it?
Ringtone rap, as it was known. This was,
wow.
Yeah, 2006 to 2007 was a period where A lot of artists were getting signed because they would have one song that was very popular for ringtone sales. They would get one album released. It wouldn't do the numbers the label wanted. The label would drop them. It was a chaotic time in the genre. Very negative time for many. For me, being a kid during that time, I have some more positive memories towards it, but it's something I recognize. But then even when you look at then, you go back 20 years and compare, you walk from 2003 to 2008. I mean, ringtones weren't on anyone's mind in 2003. Right. No. And so doing these various odes has allowed me to track so many changes in the genre. And it's allowed me to recontextualize just some of my own hip-hop listenership throughout the years.
Wow, you're very, structured. That's cool, though.
The show's taken on more structure than I was expecting initially when I started.
No, but it's good, though. There's a reason for it.
Yeah, and I've enjoyed doing kind of the more structured approach, and just not only just because it helps me go back to some of the music occasionally, because I'm so often listening to new stuff or just, still trying to get into different artists and different genres. And so it allows me to go back and just kind of, have that respect for those different eras. But yeah, I realized I hadn't mentioned the Ode series yet, but that is also another part of it, of the show, that, if that interests anyone, all the more reason to check the show out.
Wow. And your show is on Thursdays?
Yeah, Thursdays at midnight to 2, technically Friday morning on the schedule, but Thursdays at midnight to 2 a.m. So
what do you got planned for this week?
For this week, it's just going to be kind of a regular, straightforward mix. I don't have one of the Ode series or anything like that. It's just going to be straightforward. Next week will be this month's All Things Considered. It's going to be the second non-hip-hop All Things Considered I've ever done.
Oh.
I won't spoil it now, but it'll be a left-field one. It'll be a left-field one. If you listen to my top 50 of last year, you might be able to guess who the artist is based on the left field notion, but it'll be a left field one. And then don't worry, back to the hip hop, All Things Considered and all that in November, but no, this one will be a left field pick. So
sweet. And how do we find you on SoundCloud?
soundcloud.com/mophead-1027.
Makes sense, because we are 102.7.
indeed, we are CKMS 102.7.
Very good. Wow, well, this is great. And we are 18 minutes before 12 o'clock here.
Why don't we give him another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sounds good. All right, this next one, Blue Jesus. This was one of the first engagements I had with sort of some of the more abstract side of the blog scene way back in the day. And Blue just became a favorite artist of mine. So let us get into it. Here we go.
He bought me.
He paid for me.
He paid for me.
He paid for me.
He paid for me.
Died for me at the cross.
Father,
I didn't even know it was real.
But it was. Love is love, up is up. Hell is hell, up and up. Yup and what? Love is love, love is love, love is love. I'm shining like that. Every summer blood. Everyone I wanna hug, wanna love us luck. Wanna silver dollar, wanna hold 20 bucks. Had a dream, I won $1 million. Still it never felt better than when I felt the butt. On my knees, felt a God. Thank you from my broken heart. Thank you for my Noah's Ark. Thank you for the coldest parts. Hey yo, I thank you from the bottom of the bucket where the totem starts. Yeah, what if somebody sold his heart? Would he read it if he speaks it? Jesus, would you peep it if he leaked it? I had the homie pushing check on his secret like keep it. I'm looking at my future's like geeks. Hell of a remix to how I used to see shit. Now I'm everyday stay deep with it. Saw the future, told the homie keep winning. When in doubt, still finished. Bottom line, gotta heat it. I was 6 when I played Jesus. Nowadays I could play a demon. Back of my mind, heard my mom speaking to a kingpin from an ink pen. Asking he didn't, what he believed in. Good Jesus.
I didn't even know it was real.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know it was real.
Oh, but it was. Love is love, up is up, hell is hell, up and up, up and what? Love is love, love is love. I'm shining like that every summer, cuz A101 a dub just because. What's the worth? What's the worth? What's the church?
What's the church?
Plus the schools. Oh, the fools. Who will rule? Who will do? Who will still pay the fuel? Who will be the first to get the
view? Super cool, yo.
Probably revert to getting jewels. Shining on them niggas, man. Have to get the tool.
Don't wanna say things to spray things.
But it's too much in the way things to elevate. elevate, celebrate to communicate. We levitate and choose the fate. And some of us lose weight, and some of us move great. You can wait, wait. You can watch YouTube, you can watch. Probably be the bestseller since a Rolex watch. No computer, bright future, we could progress a lot. Must be the scotch, no wait. If you're talking about pay, then it's the drops. Niggas harass us in helicopter style. I tell them land, we could sell them rocks from the land that the devil copped. Hold hands while the metal pop. Heavy metal pop, rebel not hella hot. Should I probably rob hella blocks? If it wasn't for them cops, and good Jesus. Oh, it's love. Was it love? Was it you? What did you? Who was it? Who cares? Hold hands. Say a prayer. Amen. I'm shining like gold. Every summer buzz. Do your dance with a cut a rug, rub your gut, pound a bud, buy a pound, say it's on a house. Don't ever doubt a thug, don't ever doubt a mother, don't ever doubt love. What's this about love? Was it about her? Was it about drugs? What such and such does? What such and such duckies? What it was, what it do? I tell the big homie like I'm telling you, like I'm selling truth, like it's hellin' through the roof. If this is living proof, I will put it on the mountain that I moved. Ain't a man alive I've ever bowed to. Never pop the tool on the fool, shit be cool, but I'll probably drop a jewel on a fool out of school. I'll be blue, you be you, we be we, Scooby-Doo. This blue nigga shoulda already knew. What is love? Yes it was. Yes it was. Was it you?
Was it you?
What it do?
What it do?
Who was that?
Who was that?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Hold hands. Say a prayer.
Say a prayer.
Amen.
Shining like gold. Every summer blood.
There we are. Shout out to Blue. Love that song. Always been a favorite of mine.
Well, thank you, DJ Mophead, for coming into the CCC slot on Monday, 11 a.m.
Not a problem. It's been nice to be here.
It's been awesome. And all right. So the transition from before the pandemic and into the pandemic, how was that?
It was tough initially, definitely very tough, because I enjoyed coming in here. Carmelo would be here from Street Hop, of course, shout out to Carmelo. And so he and I would be talking just about rap and just whatever else was going on. And given, obviously, that he's been at this for so long, and, you know, I was coming in as a freshman, you know, he was giving me game and all that. But we mainly would just kind of be talking about hip-hop and our different perspectives on different times in the genre of where we were coming from, you know, what type of hip-hop we would engage with more or less and whatnot. And so that was always nice, you know, it was always nice. And then just to hang out here until, you know, it was supposed to be 1 a.m., but because I had control of the boards, you know, I would go over a lot of the time. I won't deny that, but no, it was nice. And then just, you know, roll back home. And I've always been kind of a night owl. Mm-hmm. And so, but then the pandemic hit, my employment situation sort of changed up around that time too. And so that's when I realized, you know, I'd be pre-recording for a little while longer. Yeah. And then my schedule just changed long term. And so now the show, it's been pre-recorded a lot longer than it was live on air. And, you know, there are good things and bad things, because the pre-recording, it allows me to fix things up a little bit in Audacity. That's how I record things. And I used to just come in and plug my iPod in and just play off that. But with Audacity, I have been doing a lot more in terms of making the transitions between songs smoother. And that part, I've really come to love. I've really come to enjoy, especially in the summer when I do kind of the laid back West Coast vibes for a couple of months just to match the weather.
Yeah.
Just being able to make it as smooth as possible. That part I love. But yeah, you know, changing, doing it from, you know, my childhood bedroom now rather than being in the studio. It's something where if I ever am back in the area a little bit more fully, you know, I've contemplated getting back on the air and doing things live again. But yeah, the pandemic changed everything. And, you know, having recently been hit with COVID myself, I think it is still out there and still something to be careful of. But so, maybe one day things will be quote unquote back to the pre-pandemic completely. I think there's still that little bit there. But no, it was a tough transition. I remember initially just still learning like the ins and outs of Audacity and that. Some of my transitions were still a little rough. I can still, you know, go back to those archives and probably now go, oh God, why did I do that? But, you know, that's how it goes. And just, yeah, you know, setting up and recording from home. My mic used to also just be that one of those dinky little speaker cord mics for a little while. And so it was very ragtag for a little bit. But luckily, you know, you kind of get back. And I'm happy where the show's at now. But yeah, I do think about that life sort of pre-pandemic and then post-pandemic. And I can still, like, go back to the archives and remember those last couple weeks when, you know, we were talking about the panic of COVID. And then the last time I was here, Carmelo had the studio locked down. I was the only one in here, you know, after that. And I did the All Things Considered on Sean Christopher. And then the week after, I'm suddenly recording from home and everything just, you know, everything changed.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
And now we're back in one, different format, but same content.
Exactly.
Different.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, it's been great having you in for conversation.
It has been great to be here.
Thank you. And you wanted to play one last song?
Yeah, I've got one song, or if you want, I've got two.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So here's how we are going to wrap things up. First and foremost, y'all are going to be getting a song that is not really available officially anywhere. You can find it probably deep in the YouTube archives. But the reason I'm playing this one, it is from Childish Gambino's what was presumed to be lost debut mixtape, The Younger I Get. This album was found very recently after a long period of time where no one knew if it was going to be possible to find it. And this happened right after I had managed to find Overdose's Bow Ties and Rosaries mixtape, which, again, that hadn't been on the internet for more than 10 years, and I spent a year trying to find it. So this song sort of represents one other thing I sort of do, both on behalf of the station or on behalf of the show and just for my own personal interest, is trying to find, you know, lost music that has just not been in circulation for a long time. So we're going to be doing that. And then after that, I got one for y'all who are going to have to eventually get back to work after your lunch break. This is Blockera's Back to the Grind Again. So I will play these two songs and then we will see y'all out.
Oh, grind again, the grind again, back to the 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 grind again, the grind again. I'm 600 miles away from home, no television, internet, or a fax or phone. None of these modern sounds here to harass my dome. Just relaxing, bro. World champ, lamp and pro, you know. I spend days in the season with the breeze. My problems seem to drift off and lift off with ease. Every single night in these hot degrees, I slept sound and had profound dreams to please myself. Then when I rise, it's hard to disguise the joy of living basic. I take it with pride. Back to the side of California I reside. 2 weeks with highs make the guy a little wise. Now I'm re-energized, fresh off a respite. Back in the lake, ruler, hate, I'm gonna miss it. Take back this track, listen close to relive it. Let it motivate me to bring me another visit.
From vacating all the memories in the tan. In addition, sentiment of being all that I am. In a different place, refrain, the different ways to change. Bringing home, playing, staying on top of my game. But not a refrain, all I conceal is zest to reveal the best. Maybe even quitting cigarettes to heal my chest. Even that in time, I guess. And the wager that I made is correct. I'll correct down here, learn to fish and some out of my fear. Jumped on an NPC when before I stood clear. Now I'm guaranteed a good year, no longer just an MC. Compose beats you should hear on your radio around fall. See the upside, I'm working on my downfalls. To stand taller than Gomez and no less, kicking it so fresh. Manifest funky, yonky in my trunk. Shake gives many things to move ahead. And if you sing along, then I got some things for you to say. Beautifully, a relationship's on the horizon. Penny for my thoughts when they get back tonight, man. To see your face, I can barely remember. Discover how tender and how it's gonna end up. The anticipation pent up to let out. Chance to clear my mind, now it's time to head out.
Back to the grind again, the grind again. Back to the grind again, the grind again. Back to the grind again, the grind again. Back to the grind again, the grind again.
Fluid memories of Bula, hey, don't stop. As we pack up the car, getting ready to rock. The daily routine of the 7 day seas. Reminding, urging me to keep my soul free. Excited as hell for all that is to come. To a fresh vision, all will get done. Ultimate trust, those that truly love you. Never going wrong in the game of ping pong. Ding dong, go the missions along the ride. Believing the signs that I feel inside. As we make the climb up through the depths of the land. Finding our way using bare naked hands. Strong heart, vivid mind is what I'm taking back. Cause I know with that, I can face all the facts. To my boys, my L, the BLQ stop. Here we come, here we go, on our way to the top.
Hey yo, my friend, I'm taking it back home. And that's stone, calories burn, so let the sun burn to the bone. Re-energize five guys who relocated at home. To natural living and giving something back on their own tracks. Mother Nature's showing her facts, they know wax. Now they know how to set a pole while Molly reacts. And that's so, at least a fillet per day. Hit the waters with Jose to fish the mula hay straights. And stack plates with great steaks of Dorado. I'ma hear the ghetto burn, same time tomorrow. But tonight, I'ma write this rhyme by candlelight. To recite the tight insight, or else I might forget when we jet. So get the message in a bottle. A note from myself to myself you can borrow. It reads Godspeed, God's child. The universe loves you. Take time.
All right. Thanks for listening to CCC this morning. I'm Yenny.
All right. And I'm Mop Head. And we will see y'all later.
I'm Joe Dickinson. I'm a beef farmer in Oil Springs, Ontario. My farm was fairly busy, but I was dealing with a lot of burnout as well as just the isolation because it always felt like I was working.
The Farmer Wellness Initiative offers Ontario farmers and their families free 24/7 mental health support with counseling tailored to the farming community. Visit farmerwellnessinitiative.ca.
Paid for in part by the governments of Canada and Ontario and through the Canadian Agricultural Partnership, a 5-year federal, provincial, territorial initiative.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?